Hey everyone, welcome to another classic game time where I play video games on and on radio. Well, actually, I play Nintendo Entertainment System games. You get to listen along as I describe the action, and later I'll post the video of my gameplay on my channel on TubeNix, and so let's get to it. Let's play some games here. The game that we're playing today is Metroid, released in 1986. So I got some feedback from a listener who is also a watcher on the TubeNix channel, and they suggested that I record the video in the record it in the aspect ratio that the Nintendo would have displayed had I been playing on a actual screen, my actual TV back in the day. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm recording the video. I think it is the correct settings for that. So that's something to check out. The game is actually in the correct aspect ratio, I believe, anyways. So I'm just cruising around here. In a sort of space base, and there's these spiky alien things sort of crawling around. Oh, I just got hit. One is a pink and the other is a yellow. Now I'm going to enter into the next stage, or the next part of the stage, I should say. So if you're tuning in for the first time, my goal is to beat all officially licensed North American Nintendo games. I'm very far away from that goal, but I'm doing my best to achieve it. So I've not played this game for a long time, probably not since the 80s, to be honest. And I'm not sure how to get through here. It's blocked at the moment. Not sure if every time I defeat an enemy, I get a little sort of multicolored dot that I collect. And wondering if I need to collect more of those, and those will result in something special, so I can get through this part of the stage, or what's going on. Well, I just got hit a number of times by a bat-like thing. I'm gonna backtrack and go back to the to where I was and see if I can figure out what's going on here. I wonder if I can select weapons. No, select didn't do anything for me. So weird. Not sure what I'm missing. Or if I need to go the other way. That beep is indicating that my... Yep, that I'm about to die, which is what I just did. Alright. Alright, you get a little password every time you die. Alright, this time I'm going to try to go the opposite direction. Maybe that's what I need to do. Go left instead of right. Yeah, this kind of looks more promising. At the start, just go left. Alright. That was an achievement. Got some kind of crystal-like ball. Okay. Well, now that I have that crystal ball, maybe I can move on to the next... Oh, cool. So what that crystal ball did is it made it so that I can roll. I, like, turn myself into a ball. And I can roll underneath things. So I can get really, really tiny, ball-like, and get underneath really tight areas. Which I think that's exactly what I needed to do. Wherein I got stuck the last time. Alright, so... moving forward here. Making good progress. Through the stage. I'm in another room. Turn myself into a ball so I can roll over to the next part. Cool. Looking good. Yep, now I'm a ball, so I'm gonna go underneath this area. Try not to get hit. Oh, it's like a flying thing that was waiting for me. And it's... okay, I killed it. It's really coming at me. I wonder if I'm a ball, if I can kill things. Nope, it hurts me when I'm a ball. Oh well. Continuing on through the stage. Doesn't seem like I can kill this thing. Makes a sound like it's not killable. I think I need to keep moving myself up here, which I'm going to do. Up, 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 and up. Got hit by the thing that you can't kill for some reason. But I'm still moving myself up, slowly but surely. Yep, slowly but surely. Keep on moving. Ah, I keep getting hit by that thing that you can't kill. You can hear me try to kill it. Making that funny, higher pitched sound. Ah, just landed another one of those spiky things. I can't seem to, why is this tricky? Oh, I see, so whenever you kill an enemy, that little, sort of little dot that you get, that's, that is actually power. It's the power that you get so that if you get hit, you can continue on. So by killing the enemies and collecting the little dot, you get power, like a shield, basically. Of course, the more you get hit, the lower your shield gets. So it's to your advantage to kill enemies. So you have a strong enough shield to get through the level. Seems to go up forever. Oh, I'm already hurting. Just got hit again. Ugh, and I am dead. This game is a lot harder than I remember it. Wow. A lot harder. Alright, back at it again. Oh cool, so I don't need to backtrack and do this all over. I have the ball. I can make myself a ball, I mean. So, knowing that, writing that password down definitely works to your advantage. So while I'm gonna try to play, well, my goal is to play these games besides broadcasting them, because else I would never, on my own. In other words, I'll be playing, continuing to play a lot of these games without just solely relying on the broadcast, because if I didn't do that, I'd never get through all the games. We'll continue documenting, for sure, my progress. For everybody to follow, and on those days where it's not a broadcasting day, it will be the day that I'll have the video up on my channel on TubeNix, so you can sort of follow along on TubeNix and see how my progress is going. Just continuing on here, going up, 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 trying to just jumping up on platform after platform, trying to. Oh no, I fell, fell and got hurt at the same time on my way down. I was getting hit by enemies. That's no fun. I was pretty high up too, making good progress. Hoping to hold on here and not die. Keep going up on these platforms. Wow, this seems to be going on forever, all these platforms. Oh no! Fell again, got hurt. This is a lot tougher, I think, than it might look. You gotta sort of move yourself just in the right position on the platform to jump. Oh, I see the end! Yes! Alright, I made it. So I'm off the platforms, jumping one after another, going up, but now I've going into another stage, it appears, different color. Different color, different colored enemies, they appear to be stronger. I'm just gonna keep going up on this part. Well, I don't know if I should, though. Should I just continue on through this door? Yeah, I think I'm going to probably need to research this game a little bit. How best to play it, because this is pretty... Uh-oh. I fell into some lava and died. Oh, darn. Tough. Very tough. I definitely am going to review these passwords on my recording. And I don't see that as cheating, since the game is providing them. I'll probably use them to definitely use them to try to beat this game. I think playing this all the way through is probably totally doable without a password, but it's not something that I think I'm going to be able to do anytime soon. It's pretty cool when you can make yourself a ball. Pretty fun. These flying bats that come down at you are kind of a pain. Bat-like things, anyways. A bummer. Got hit. Alright, so, well, I'll do my best, with very low energy at this point. I'm noticing that when I hit when I kill off the enemies, I'm not getting the benefit of an energy thing. All the time. A lot of enemies are giving me nothing, so that's making it more challenging. Yep. Alright. Keep working our way up here again. I'm a hurting unit right now. And I am dead. Probably just as well. That beep gets annoying, right? Yeah. Alright, we will continue on through the game. So I guess I'll call the start stage the blue stage, because it's like a blue color. If I remember correctly, there's a Metroid map that came with the game, maybe? Probably didn't come with the game. I'm sure there was one in Nintendo Power, though. I'm sure there was probably a good write-up on it. I can see why Metroid was such a popular game for the time. I don't recall playing it very much as a kid, but I do remember liking it. It was probably one I rented. Actually, I'm pretty sure it was one that I rented rather than actually owned. I know to a lot of younger people. The concept of renting is strange. Renting movies, renting games. You know, going to your local mom and pop video store. That was a thing back in the day. You could even the mom and pop store that I went to in college even let you you could even rent systems. So you could. It was expensive, but you could do it. You could rent a system and that you didn't own and set the system up and when you got home. Yeah, play some games. So that was kinda nice. But it was always a bittersweet moment when you had to return the system. Well, I'm doing a lot better now, going up and up on this blue stage here. It's like a blue-gray. This is what I would call it, blue-gray. Oh darn, I fell and lost my chance to get another energy thing. Pretty good though, I feel like I'm doing better than I was. Keep working my way up here, try not to get hit. Trying to time the spiky things moving across the platforms. Time it when they're not there so I don't get hit. Doing pretty good so far. Oh, I had to say something, right? Then I get hit. Now I'm down pretty significantly. I'm gonna keep going up rather than going out of this part of the stage, just in case there's something here that maybe is worthwhile investigating. Oh wow, there's another entryway there. I'm just gonna keep going up. Up, up, up. See if there's anything up there. Abuse. Maybe a stronger weapon? Well, that is if I can live until that point. Seems there's another entryway there. I'm wondering if it's different from what I've already seen. It's almost like it's... Oh, yep, it is. I'm at the very top now. I can't go any higher. Blocked off. But now I gotta get over without getting hurt. I'm trying to go into the entryway there. So yeah, I'm at the very top now at this point of this part of the game. Ah, it's gonna be tough to get to that entryway without getting hurt. There's like one of those things that you can't kill flying. You have to do sort of like a low jump without bumping into the thing. Oh, come on, I know I can do it. I'm just not strong enough. Can't seem to get that jump off. Alright, I did it. Alright. Where am I? What the heck just happened? I feel like I just got sent back to where I started. Is that true? I'm very confused. Maybe not. Oh good. A little extra life here. Good. Oh yeah, I'm not. This is different. And there are a lot of enemies coming flying out at me. Out of like, what looks to me to be like small Mario pipes. Only blue. Not green. Oh! Dead. Why? I just want to get through there. I think that's the way to go, though. Just keep going all the way up to the top, but then going out that way. I don't know. May as well keep trying. Continue on with the blue stage. I feel like I'm doing a lot better. It's getting easier. Definitely have a lot more energy starting out here. Keep it, that'd be great. Oh no, stay away from me. Oh, that darn flying thing. Seems to be getting me every time I get to this part here. Back to the blue up part of the game. I feel like I'm starting to get a hang of the enemies, their patterns, and where. Definitely there's a way to jump up on these platforms. Every time. Wow, I'm just cruising through it now. With ease. Uh-oh. No! I'm struggling. Get that jump off. Yeah, I think I'm just keep going up, until I'm at the top again. Yeah, definitely doing a much better job, I think, of avoiding all of these enemies. Here we go. Hoping this is the right way. Alright, gotta stop all of these. I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like I'm doing a good job at these things that are flying out of what looks like a Mario pipe at me. Then they fly out, and then they fly at you. Pretty relentless, though. Eventually, they gotta stop. It doesn't seem like it. They keep coming out at you. Okay, whatever. I mean, in a way, it's good because you get a chance to get powered up, but it's not so much fun if you're really coming at you. It's like diminishing return here. Oh wow. Okay, so there's another entryway, and it's sort of red. Oh, I can't go in it. I'm shooting at it, and it will not let me through. Oh, come on. So that's going to be the last place that you go, the very top. Okay, so based off of what I've seen so far, I think with what I need to do, I'm dead. Of course. Alright, so I think I'm starting to get what I need to do. I need to go up, and as I'm going up, I need to I need to go into the entryway when it's presented to me. Probably go through that, go up again, go into the next entryway. I bet you have to beat every area until once you get to the top, and that's like the last area, and then you can move on. I don't know. You got me. It's a maze. And I think that's what, if I recall, I think that's what made, correctly, I think that's what made this game such a challenge, was understanding the order in which things needed to be completed. Once these spiky things get on the ground near where my feet are, there's nothing you can do to kill them. They just have to jump over them. Alright, off we go again on the platforms. Try to avoid the spiky things. And keep going. Up we go. So far, so good. Not doing too bad. Pretty good energy, amount of energy. Or hit point reserve, I guess you could say. Alright, I'm gonna go right into this first stage entryway I see. Or whatever, if I should just say first entryway. Let's see where it takes me. I'm gonna fall. Purpose to see what this is all about. Okay, I fell and got hurt. Dumb. I'm gonna go through here. What? Oh man, this is just so crazy. I just don't know. I know there's gotta be an order that this game needs to get completed. I'm just not really sure what that is. Interesting. I think the music's pretty cool for this game. It's almost like there's the blue level goes, you can see it from the bottom. When you, at one point, like you can't get down through the floor, but it's there. I wonder if I need to go down instead of going up. I got too much in fight mode here and got myself hurt. So instead of going up, I'm gonna start going down. Oh, there's nothing there. I just don't know the order this needs to be done. Just don't know. I'll keep going up anyways. Maybe go to the next entryway, if I can make it there. Not the first one I see, but the second one I see. I'm pretty hurt, so I don't know if I'm gonna make it anyways. Keep on going up. Uh-oh. Trying to kill some more enemies so I can maybe boost up my hits. Okay, I'm gonna go for the, oh wow, I just learned that the thing that I wasn't able to kill before, that was yellow, but if I try to kill the red one, it looks like this will take damage. Keep falling though when I try to go after it. I'm totally gonna die. And I did. There we go. Well, I'm getting a lot of passwords anyways. A lot of passwords. Well, we're getting to that up part of the game. Oh good, glad I killed that thing. Okay. So I'm going to go into this, not the first door I see, but the second one. Wow, I had like 50 energy, and I just destroyed it in pretty much an instant by getting hit like 3 times by this one thing. Ugh. Guess I got just a little bit too cocky or something. Keep heading up. Haven't even seen the first door yet. Help if I didn't fall down so much. I Oh, I should mention, yeah, where you can watch, the channel, on TubeNix. The best way to, find that, along with, you know, an audio recording to this, of this, the Anon Radio, for this show, is to visit my website. That's, scm.sdf.org. I'm in the process right now of consolidating, all of my radio show, spots on anonradio.net. I'm just moving them all over. I'm in the process of migrating them over to my, homepage, scm.sdf.org. And, that's a one-stop shop for, when shows are happening. There's a link there to click on to join the chat, so you can talk with other listeners and myself. There's also, links to, like I said, like to the TubeNix channel. So yeah. Sorry, I just got a bit distracted there. I think I have discovered where I need to go, because that area was totally different. The music changed and it was blue. Bluer. So I'm thinking I now know the order in which to do the stages, or do it, to use the term stage. The order in which to do the areas, different areas. So, yeah, I'm excited. I might actually complete something before the stream is over, right? Before I'm done broadcasting. Well, even though I know where to go, I'm still... I'm not playing very good there. I can do it. I can do this. I should have probably also mentioned, social sites. I'm on Mastodon. You can find me on the SDF, server. So, I'm SCM. So if you're on Mastodon as well, feel free to add to follow me. I appreciate that. I do make announcements there about coming webcasts. So yeah, among other things that interest me. So yeah, definitely follow me on Mastodon. Mastodon has become quite the busy place. Recently. It's pretty cool. Alright, I'm gonna keep going up here. I'm not gonna take the first door that comes my way. I'll take the second door. So that's the secret, I think. Keep going up. Don't take the first door, take the second door. So far so good. I don't have a lot of energy, but at least I'm working my way up here. Okay, so there's a... Oops, I fell. I was gonna say, there's the first door you don't want. Ouch. And I'm getting hurt, having trouble even getting past the first door. Alright, I made it, but I have very low energy. So the music's changed, right? It's still like blue color, which sort of leads me to believe I'm on the right track, because that's what the first stage I started out as being was blue. There's a lot of flying guys coming after me. I'm very low energy. It's not good. Oh, and what do I discover? Another door that's locked. I can't get in. Oh, come on. Why? So, apparently that was the wrong way. Maybe I should just take the first entryway and see where it takes me. I don't know. I sometimes tend to make things a little bit more complicated than they need to be. I think that's probably because I enjoy the journey more than I enjoy the end result. But be that as it may. Back we go again. Up we go again, I should say. Doing too bad. Not a lot of energy though. I shouldn't have said anything. So now I've been hit. I'm hurting again. Keep on going here. Whoops, fell. Alright, first entryway. And I'm dead. Ah, yep. This game is a lot more challenging than I expected it to be. Excellent. Getting there. Yeah, not doing too bad. Now, got good energy. And, now if I can stop cursing myself every time I say that and getting hit, I'll be good. Good. Alright, we're heading for... I just got the... Got 32 energy, and I'm... You know, I've gotten through this part pretty good. So that's good. So now I'm moving on to an area I've only visited once. Well, the enemies seem really tough, though. Oh, they just attacked me and pushed me over to the... out of there. Now let's see where this goes. How far I can go. There's lava that I have to jump over now, too, so that's gonna make this fun. Lava and these flying, pointy enemies. They just came down and hit me and killed me. This game has gotten tough. Classic, you're starting your game, Nintendo music. Almost got through the initial stages here, part of this. I can talk. The initial parts here, without getting injured. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble at this part here. I wasn't. See, this is what usually happens to me, right? Everything goes downhill the longer I play. I'm not one of those gamers that I get to a point where all of a sudden, like, everything just starts going downhill. I'll do good about the good part of my time is like in the middle. It's not the end. It's not the beginning. I hit my peak, like, right in the middle of the game. Alright. Let's see here. I swear that the enemies have increased now that I've gotten further along in the game. Even at the beginning parts that weren't here before. I could be totally full of it though. Up, up, up we go. And I'm dead. Alright, probably have about one more go of this. Let's make it a strong one. Up, up we go. With very little energy. Very little energy. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Classic Game Time. Check out my website at sdf.org. Send me a follow or request on Mastodon. I'm on sdf.org's server. Until next time.